I hope you don't mind, but I'm about to ask you a question that could be, well, just a tad confronting. Is God in his rightful place in your life, your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, or has he been squeezed out by all the other things you have to do? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever noticed how many distractions there are in life? Things that grab your attention, emails, phone calls, social media, shopping, useless shows on TV, running the kids here and there, on it goes. We kid ourselves that it's going to slow down, but it never does it? In fact, it just seems to get faster and faster, more things, pick up the dry cleaning, take out the garbage. None of them are wrong, none of them are bad, it's just that they crowd out the most important thing. We turn around one day and think, what's this all about? God? Nah, there's too much to do. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 6. The Lord is the King of Israel. The Lord all-powerful is the one who will set Israel free. And he says, I am the only God. There are no other gods. I am the beginning and the end. The book of Isaiah is the terrible story of the consequences that fell on Israel when they pushed God to one side. They ended up in exile as slaves in Babylon until God set them free after 70 years. And if the truth be known, so many people who call themselves Christians are living out the consequences of pushing God to one side. They're living in exile as slaves to the things of this world. How are you living your life? Is God in his rightful place, or are you just too busy with the things of this world? I am the only God. There are no other gods. I am the beginning and the end. That's his word, fresh for you today. The thing that I love about the word of God is that it has the power to work the changes in our lives to get us back on the right track, heading in the right direction. Real power. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.